Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
A lot of folks are starting to think about who's going to be the next president because, as we all know, we've got to get rid of this one. Anyway, it won't be Oprah Winfrey. She has totally squashed her fans' dreams of her one day becoming president of the United States. She said, quote, "I will never run for public office," and it's pretty definitive. That's what the 63-year-old media mogul told the Hollywood Reporter's Award Chatter podcast on Monday. Well, you know, the CEO who owns OWN has a $3 billion fortune, and clearly she prefers her little comfy privileged life and numerous mansions to the stress of politics. Hey, who could blame her with all the mess going on at the White House right now? And you know what? Before he selected Mike Pence, though, President Trump did famously say, or I should say, infamously say, Winfrey would be his pick for vice president had he been running back in 1999. Really, Donald? And I'm sure Oprah does not want to hear anything like that. A very sad story. An America's Got Talent contestant has been killed in a horrific car crash. Brandon Rogers, 29 years old, was rushed to a hospital following an accident in Maryland over the weekend where he died the following day. Now, the young doctor was a talented singer. He was set to be featured on an upcoming episode of AGT after the producers invited him to an audition. They spotted tapes of him performing online. Dr. Rogers had established a following online with his tuneful rendition of Boys to Men hits on Bended Knee. Well, the band actually had invited Dr. Rogers on tour with them, and he joined them on stage at a concert just this past January. You know, he wrote online and said, "This past weekend was nothing short of amazing, sharing the stage with my idols, literally a dream come true. Thank you so much to three of the dopest, most insanely talented singers ever." Well, you know, Dr. Rogers' segment on the show has yet to air. I hope they're going to put it on. It's one of those really, I don't know what you do about this, but I've got to tell you, everybody is so sad over at that show, and our sincere condolences go out to his family. What a sad story. Now, all this week, we've been featuring cast members from the movie All Eyes on Me, which opens nationwide on Friday. The movie tells the untold story of the meteoric rise and tragic death of Tupac Shakur. One of the parts of Tupac's life that he managed to keep hidden from the general public was his love life. In fact, when he got shot and killed in Las Vegas, he was actually engaged to a lovely young lady who just happened to be the daughter of Quincy Jones, Khadijah Jones. In the movie, she is played by Annie Alonze.
Yeah, I tried to find out as much as I could, you know, between these two, but obviously they were super private. You know, a lot of people don't know about them and that they were engaged and, you know, that he was engaged to anyone, really, and that he had a fiance. And so that side obviously was very private for them, but it was a love story that I felt like needed to be told just so that you could see that side of him. And we do, we see so many sides of him in this movie, but that to me was very important to also show and share that love between the two of them, Khadijah and Pac, and I think it's a very special relationship.
All Eyes on Me opens nationwide on June 16th. You've got to check it out. It's really a good movie. Everybody does a great job in this. And don't forget to check me out on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online, and make sure you check out our exclusive video piece on All Eyes on Me.